This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is the Morning Run with Shazana and Xiaoning. Let's get a quick update of how the bursa is looking like at 9:19 this morning.
Dropping even further at this moment because the FBM KLCI is down 0.262% to 1533 at this moment.
Okay. Well, all eyes will be on the first Bank Negara monetary policy meeting that takes place over the next 2 days. Just a reminder that Malaysia's overnight policy rate is still at record lows of 1.75%.
But I think what is clear is that the era of cheap money is coming to an end as globally central banks stop their respective quantitative easing programs. But does this have any bearing on Bank Negara's decision to act or not act later today? And what does a rising inflationary environment mean for the country's monetary policy?
So joining us for a preview of what to expect, as well as thoughts on the broader economic outlook for Malaysia, is Abdul Muiz Murhalim, economist with MIDF Research. Muiz, good morning. Thanks very much for joining us today. What are the House expectations for GDP growth in 2022? Does the rise of Omicron cases globally put at risk this forecast?
Okay, good morning. First of all, thank you for having me. Talking about expectations on Malaysia's economic outlook, we expect growth will be better this year. Our in-house view at MIDF Research, we predict for Malaysia's GDP growth to strengthen to 6% this year, which will be driven mainly by the recovery in domestic economic activities. We have seen how growth last year has been impacted by the full lockdown, which basically hit our domestic spending investment activity. And we hope that the growth is expected to be better this year due to the reopening of the economy. And talking about risk, with the new variant like Omicron, we view this as one of downside risks to growth outlook. We remain cautious looking at the global COVID situation, given the spike of cases in other countries. But at this juncture, with encouraging vaccination progress in Malaysia and signs of a milder infection, I'm cautiously optimistic that the Omicron impact to be less severe, and hopefully we can avoid tightening of SOPs and restrictions in Malaysia again.
Now, Muiz, we know that many key Chinese cities are under lockdown due to their COVID cases, and we keep on hearing of supply chain disruptions. Now, Malaysia is heavily dependent on exports. So what kind of impact will this have on our trade figures?
Well, China has been one of major export markets for Malaysia, apart from the US and ASEAN. Based on the trade performance last year, exports to China accounted for about 15 to 16% of Malaysia's total exports. So assuming a 10% decline in exports to China, this could bring down as much as 1.5% of Malaysia's total exports. While we are quite concerned of the weaker demand from China, its effect to Malaysia's trade outlook, at least in the early part of the year, depending on the length of the lockdown. But what is more worrying to me is the impact of on the production costs and inflation outlook if the supply disruptions were to last longer than expected.
And speaking of inflation, Muiz, what are the risks of inflation to our economic growth? I mean, the economy is reopening and there was strong consumer spending in the fourth quarter of 2021. But can this momentum be at risk with the rising prices?
Yeah, we do look at inflation as one of risks to Malaysia's outlook. Globally, we have seen the recovery from the global health crisis also comes with inflation risks, mainly due to the supply chain disruptions, which pose challenges for producers in many countries to cope with recovering demand. Similarly, in Malaysia, we are seeing similar trend because the pace of increase in producer prices has been faster than CPI inflation since early 2021, and this highlights the growing cost pressures incurred by domestic producers. Although our in-house view, we expect the rate of inflation to moderate to 2.1% compared to 2.5% last year, we expect the source of inflation for this year will still come from rising food and energy prices. And given the rise in goods price and the production costs, I think inflation will definitely be one of the key risk which could affect in terms of consumption and therefore the overall growth outlook this year.
Now, you highlighted rising energy prices, and this morning Brent crude is $88 US dollars per barrel, the highest it's been in 6 years. What does this mean for our economy? I know it helps us with our fiscal deficit, but is there any downside to such a high oil price?
As I mentioned, this might actually contributes to high inflation, to some extent, from the high oil price, is definitely going to be good for fiscal revenue. And this will allow government to perhaps maintain keeping our domestic food price unchanged. But overall, we do see that the major source of inflation coming from high energy prices, which also translates into high transport CPI.
And speaking of high CPI, the overnight policy rate has remained at record lows of 1.75%, but central banks around the world are ending quantitative easing. Do you think this will put pressure on Bank Negara to act, especially with the inflation fears?
I do believe that Bank Negara will begin to increase OPR to a more normal level starting from this year, especially when growth is more entrenched. And if recovery in domestic spending will also bring increasing underlying inflationary pressures. However, with the current focus is still on recovery and growth, I'd expect Bank Negara to keep OPR unchanged at 1.75% when the monetary policy meeting is concluded tomorrow. But for the year, we anticipate that Bank Negara will increase OPR to 2%, most likely in the second half of the year when the macroeconomic conditions improve further.
And since we have you on the line, you know, can you give us a view on the ringgit? Because it's been trading in a rather wide range since the beginning of the year, from 416 to 421 against the greenback. What is driving this volatility?
The recent volatility has been driven mainly by two factors. I'd say first is the growing expectations for a more aggressive policy tightening by the Fed to contain the high inflation in the US. And secondly, coming from the concerns over the negative impacts of Omicron variant. And in general, we do foresee that this increased volatility in the market will take place due to the Fed moving closer to tightening its monetary policy. And because market has been reacting and pricing in changes ahead of Fed's actual policy actions, we anticipate that sentiment towards the emerging markets will eventually improve in the latter part of the year. On that note, I think there is a possibility for ringgit to strengthen this year, as we predict for ringgit to average stronger at 4.09 compared to 4.14 last year.
But are you concerned that the positive carry against US dollar assets will actually narrow as the Fed actually raises their interest rates? I think the expectation is at least 3 rate hikes from them for this year.
Yeah. I think this poses some, I would say, downside risk to ringgit outlook, because if the increased demand for greenback were to lead to a stronger US dollar longer than expected, this will probably translate into a weaker outlook for ringgit.
All right, Moiz, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning. That was Abdul Moiz Murhalim, economist at MIDF Research, giving us his take on how the economic outlook for Malaysia is looking like, saying that he doesn't really expect a rate cut this time. But
Rate hike.
That's right.
The days of cuts are over, Shazana.
No more cuts.
Get with the program. QE, or otherwise known as quantitative easing, is over. The era of cheap money has come to an end.
They're taking away our sugar.
Yes.
As they should.
So OPR, house expectation to hit 2% for MIDF this year.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.